Welcome to the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. I invite you to join us weekly as we focus on encouraging words and thoughts to improve your day, conquer your giants, and build your faith through the Word of God, all wrapped up in a 5 to 7 minute message. All right. Thank you so much for being with us today. And this is episode one for the Five Stone Podcast. And as mentioned earlier, and as you've read in our description, this podcast is not designed to be a replacement for church. It's not a full-fledged sermon. But what it is weekly encouraging words from the Word of God, hopefully to help you build you up, build your foundation of faith within the Bible. But just to give you a little bit of encouraging words, we see in our daily activities in many people's life today, guys, there people are struggling. People are going through different things. Some people are dealing with situations that we know not. People are in despair, darkness, depression. People are facing things that, in all fairness, it is a great struggle, and we don't see it. And so we just want to take this opportunity each week, and sometimes more than once a week, to bring some just encouraging words and thoughts to you. And it's going to be a 5 to 7 minute little thought so that you can listen to it, be encouraged, fill your heart up, and build your faith to carry on throughout the day. Now, since it is episode one, and since the name of our podcast is Five Stones, many of you may be saying, where do you get that idea, five stones? Well, it comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. And we know as David stepped out into the valley to fight against Goliath, one of the most famous stories in all of the Bible. It's taught in every Sunday school class. It's taught in churches all over the place. We know in verse 40, it says, "And he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine." Now, he chose five stones. Now, we know the rest of the story, five smooth stones it was. It only took one to kill him. As a matter of fact, that particular stone that David slung, that God directed, sunk into Goliath's head. So it only took one. So people say, well, why did he take five? And I know there's been hypotheses that, well, because he had five brothers, Goliath did, and da-da-da-da-da. But I want you to think on God's omniscience, how he knows all. He knows the end from the beginning from the end. He has declared all these things. God knew what he was going to do for his church and with his church down the line. And he knew that we as a failed people, that we are but dust, and that we are at our very best, we are altogether but vanity. The Lord knew that he would do that. So he emphasizes here that they're five smooth stones, meaning this. They were smooth, but they probably didn't start out smooth. Years and years and years and decades and centuries of water running across that brook and running through that brook and running across those stones smoothed them out for this day, in preparation for this particular day of battle, so that a smooth stone would fly straighter, be stronger, and sink in longer. So how do we apply that into our life today? Just as God directed David to choose those five smooth stones from that brook that day, God himself has chosen five things in this world. My friend, you may be sitting there struggling today and saying, I can't offer the Lord anything. I have nothing for him. What can I do? Who am I? What am I to do in my life? And I direct you to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And the Bible says in verse 26, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26, "For you see your calling, brethren," he's speaking to saved, born-again individuals, "how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, which God chosen, hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." Verse 29, "that no flesh should glory in his presence." God hath chosen five things that will bring glory unto him. Things that are considered foolish by the world, things that are considered weak, things that are considered base, things that are considered despised, and things that are considered to be nothing. People, individuals. There are those in this world that look on some people, that look down on them. They think they're nothing. They think they're weak. They think they're foolish. They think they're base. They think they're despised. And yet God had chosen those things. And he chose them for one particular reason. So just like those stones in that brook, that water would rush over them and smooth them out over that period of time, the working of the mighty hand of God through the power and might of the Holy Spirit will continue to smooth out our rough edges so that he would receive the glory and that no flesh would be glorified in his presence. Beloved, I hope and pray this will be a blessing to you today. I hope it'll be an encouragement to you so that you would know that God chose you. When you're saved and you're born again, He chose you for you to glorify Him in this world, and that the flesh gets no glory, but that He and He alone. So don't sit back today and think, well, I'm nothing. I'm despised. I'm weak. I'm foolish. I'm this. I'm that. God sees you as somebody that's important. He loves you, and He has chosen you to glorify Him in this world. I hope and pray this is some encouraging thoughts today. Go forward as a stone in the mighty hand of the script of God and make a difference in this world. Thank you, and Lord bless you all. Thank you so much for being with us today on the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. Let me encourage you to subscribe to our podcast and follow us each week for new and exciting messages.